this action-packed field trip edition of Candy Teeth Radio, Jeremy Gregory and Jeff Wee have Ryan Holbrook in the studio to recount the secrets of the beach tour. This tour involved Humble Cub, the band that both Jeff and Ryan played in, and the Fat Beavers, a band from Paris, France. Jeremy was hired by City Arts magazine to go along and do research for an article about the trip and illustrate the story. You can find the story and illustrations by Googling City Art Secrets of the Beach. There is plenty of more content if you want to get deeper into the story and see the artwork that goes with it. After the guys are done catching up and reminiscing about the tour, they leave the ghost office to go explore a new public art installation behind Tacoma's world-famous Museum of Glass. Xylophones and similar instruments have been installed all along the waterwalk for anyone to play. Jeremy, Jeff, and Ryan get a little raw jam session going on, but make sure you stay until the very end of this episode, or fast forward to the end to hear the professional music Jeff assembled from their jam session. Be sure to check out the Candy Teeth Radio page, and like it if you like it. They appreciate you listening, and love doing the show. Check out at Candy Teeth Creative on Instagram, and last but not least, stay alive.
Radio.
That's it. That's
perfect.
It.
Well, we're gonna chop that out,
and that's gonna
be the intro.
Yeah, forever.
The intro.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
thank you.
You'll have to sign a form later.
That was easy.
I don't know how you guys do things in here.
It's
like its own thing. It's just like I thought it was gonna be like, all right, like Wayne's World. The guy's like 5, 4,
yeah.
3.
He doesn't say 2.
Welcome to Candy Teeth Radio.
We're here live with Ryan Holbrook, old friend of the show, little guy.
Little guy. It's little bro.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what he got.
Dude, I think he's going to hit you. Well, I didn't realize how small you are. That's crazy.
Isn't that weird? Nobody looks at it. That's what I always wondered. I was like, everybody thinks
he's... aren't even touching the ground.
Everybody thinks he's so cool, and they don't see how little he is. Thanks for coming to the show.
Pleasure to be here.
My feet are really sweaty right now.
Huh.
I wonder...
That heater we have underneath the guest chair
is that what
working.
It is?
Oh, yeah. There it is. Look at that.
Let me Google your symptoms.
You're in the hot
seat. Let me Google your symptoms and see what's really happening. What's ailing you?
WebMD. Help me. I do remember the tour starting off with a trampoline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was one of the best things.
It was early spring day. We had the trampoline going. I think we're all taking turns trying to do flips.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And we're trying to go higher than the French people.
Oh, yeah. It was America versus France.
Yeah.
On the trampoline.
Yeah.
Just reverting back
on
to
everything.
Dude,
reverting back to like playground politics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was really that.
Really nice spring day. And then we played a show in the house. So we picked up our friends. Fat Beavers.
Fat Beavers. The Fat Beavers.
From the train in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like carrying their guitars and their amps. Or not amps, but they had their guitars.
Yeah.
And Carson and I were like going to pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd never met them before. They were just here. They were coming to America to do this tour, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were really excited to come to Olympia.
Yeah.
I remember.
Because of Nirvana, right?
Just because of the whole, like, Olympia, like, punk rock scene.
Hmm.
Unwound. Eric was really into that Unwound band.
Mm-hmm. So, how did they know that it was you guys when you met them at the train?
I think we were looking for them, and then it was pretty obvious when we saw that they had all the guitars with them. All
right.
And then it was like, hey, come on. And I think
they're like, hey, bonjour, and they're like, oh.
I felt like they're ambassador, like, hello, welcome to America.
Right.
Yeah. And they did the whole kiss thing with the kiss on the one cheek and the kiss on the other cheek.
Yeah.
They later told me I was doing it wrong because I was making a big smooch sound right in their ear like this.
Oh, it's all loud.
Oh. Like, oh, Eric was got, he got really, like, weird. Gross. And he's like, oh, I was like, what? This is what you do. And he's like, yes, but don't kiss in the ear. Like, so.
Wow. Learning.
Learning right away. Learning.
Cultural differences.
Yeah. should put Carson on speakerphone right now.
I like that. You got the number?
I got the number.
Let's give him a cold call.
Oh, yeah.
That's the.
I would like to put my fist in your pretty face.
I dream about it.
Brown. So I searched for fat beavers. First thing that came up was a fat beaver eating a pizza on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like 24 seconds.
You know how hard it is to find a fat beaver around here?
I do remember their name. It seemed like kind of crude. Mm-hmm. And they didn't know that beaver was slang for vagina.
Yeah, that was the funniest part of the whole thing.
They just thought, oh, fat beaver, that's real cute.
And they're punk rock. Like, so I just thought that they were, that, you know, you just assume that that's what they meant.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And then, but it's not.
And then they sing, I want to put my fist through your pretty face. The fat beaver singer, but they didn't know beaver meant beaver. Being with the French people, they were astounded by the stripper coffee places.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know.
And also big trucks.
Yeah, big trucks. Jacked up trucks.
And wet burritos.
They had a thing with it. I forgot about the wet burritos. I didn't
know about the burritos either.
Dude, Stefan.
Stefan was the
best. What's up with him?
Oh, dude. Stefan, if you're listening to this, you're awesome. And I still have his rad party. He made the little zines.
Rad
like,
party.
Yeah, I have that too. All these bands. Yeah, super cool. He's from France.
I wonder what's up with that. I wonder if the rad party is probably still rolling.
I think Rad Party's still real.
Yeah, you guys gotta check that out.
He had like everything. He had like Kurt Cobain and had like Jawbreaker.
Yeah,
all kinds. He would just make his own posters. Mm-hmm. Like
this guy,
and like all punk stuff. It was just,
those zines are ridiculous. It's so good.
Yeah,
It turned into a website. Like when we met him, he went on this tour too, with the French people, and he was like their dude that was doing what I was doing, but.
Tag along illustrator.
Yeah.
Yeah, which both awesome. Bands had their like backup dude.
Yeah.
Or maybe not even backup dude, but just the hype man.
Yeah.
And our illustrator.
Yeah. That was so awesome. It was like a dream.
Your face, my fist.
Your face, my fist.
Your face, my fist.
Do you pretty face? I dream about it.
So Stefan, I heard I emailed them. So we ended up going to Paris after we met them and stayed with them in Paris for like a week.
Yes.
Oh, nice. How was that?
It was weird because it was at the end of like this backpacking trip that my buddy Ruben and I did after graduating from high school.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of like weird to like have a home base after a month of traveling around.
Right.
And I remember feeling like people were kind of being assholes to us because we didn't speak French, which is fair.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think you'd probably get the same experience in America if you didn't speak any English.
Right.
Walked around, but anyway, Stefan, I think, was like sick for a while. He was like in the hospital.
Oh.
But he's better now.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I wanted to hear. That's awesome. I thought you were going to say something weird.
Like what?
Like he's gone to the heavens or something weird.
Ah.
Something creepy. But instead, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Because I'm glad to hear that because I want to connect with him again.
Yeah, he's cool. Yeah, very quiet. Really cool. Very quiet dude. He always had like a camera with him.
Mm-hmm.
He was like mentorish because like he did all this stuff that like I want to do. Yeah. Like he did it all the time.
Yeah.
Already.
He lived
way before that. Yeah, yeah, way before that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like he would go on tour with bands a lot too.
Yeah.
Just that was not the first one with us. He was always
And it was
involved fun. Involved in that lifestyle.
It was funny because the bands were like, this dude is like more famous than we are. That's what they were telling me.
Yeah, he's like a household name in the community of Paris.
Yeah,
where they're at. Yeah,
that's crazy.
I remember the
shout out. What's his name? What's his full name? Do you know?
Stefan. Don't know.
I'll edit it out.
it's Stefan. What, sir?
Yeah,
I hate for Monsieur.
Okay, give him the tool.
I'm gonna find him now. I was scared to find him.
No, he's out there.
Hopefully. Yeah.
God bless his soul.
Yeah.
The strangest thing about being in Paris was Ruben and I played a show at this little club. They set up two nights where we played. It was just drum and bass. And drum and bass instruments, not music.
Yeah.
Clarify there. and there was like a dude going around the bar and he was taking pictures.
Right.
Like as if he was like, oh, I'm going to take your picture and then you'll pay for the picture.
Right.
Right? But he had like to go develop it first. So he was like, taking pictures, and then I'll be back here tomorrow night on this corner. Meet me, and I'll have your pictures. But I want the money up front.
No.
It's like, no, thanks. But he was either like just trying to make a buck, or he was trying to do some art because he was also taking pictures of like the sidewalk and like all these weird angles and stuff, which made me think he's maybe some kind of secret art guy.
Huh. Mm-hmm. But still, maybe trying to rip you off though.
But also trying to. But maybe that's part of the art piece.
Right.
You missed out being a part of the art piece.
Well, we're on the picture somewhere.
Oh, because he took it.
Because he took it. I just didn't pay for it and go you the didn't next go back. Night to get the picture.
You don't know what happened to the fucking story.
I don't know. That's probably like in some weird... Anyway, so back to wet burritos and...
Yeah. The French people.
So there was Portland, which was a blast. There wasn't a whole lot of people there. But I remember all of us slept in the basement. And that was awesome. That was like when the real party started, is after the show, and like, then we were all hanging out and getting situated, getting ready for bed. Like I was like brushing my teeth with the French band. It felt really cool.
Uh-huh.
And then Carson and I think had a room, and then like you guys slept out in the main room.
Yeah, I was on the main room.
But that was fun. That was like when the party really started. It felt like.
Oh yeah, I was in the main room too. I thought I was in the basement, but I was there when you guys were setting up. We were talking about stuff. Yep.
And then from there, I think we hung out in Portland for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we can address the big picture topics.
Yeah.
What were our highlights? What were really good things about that tour? Because for me, when I hear Fat Beavers, I think it's like a real good summertime. It just really encapsulates that period of time.
Uh huh.
So, what are some highlights for you guys?
Oh man, that whole thing was a highlight for me because that was a job.
I liked the, that was really cool. Having Jeremy come along for me was really fun. Because it's like, you know, I got to, like, bring my friend on tour. And nobody gets to do that, you know? But then, like, I mean, he was friends with you guys and everything, too. But it was just, like, it was really cool. But then also, I really liked the Olympia show when we played, like, at the house that we stayed at.
Yeah, that was fun. Grandma's house.
Yeah, Grandma's house.
Grandma's house.
Where, like, the drums are in the window right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really fun because that was really a packed show and like
the house was packed
so full
yeah
it was crazy full. And like people were like singing the songs along with us and shit, you know, and then I'm like looking up and like you're singing and no microphone,
yeah,
you know, and like there's photos of that too,
yeah.
And it's just like just the energy was just really really super cool good. There it was really fun,
make you feel like a rock star. Like a punk rock star.
That's the one when Alan was singing, what's the song, Easier?
Yeah, and the guy's like, shut the fuck up!
Shut the fuck up!
Play something loud!
I got that audio.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it was because somebody else was talking, and he was like, had enough, and was like yelling at this other person in the crowd.
Oh, okay, I thought he was like, get to the meat of the issue here!
No, because it's like, you know, Easier's
I wish
like,
I could be vain. Yeah.
Like, it's all quiet as hell.
Shut the fuck up! And then, and it's a perfect space for it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Then Alan just goes back, he makes a crazy face, and I got a picture of the face.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, right when he says, shut the fuck up, I took a picture of he's Alan's like, face. Yeah, and he's all, like, sideways, like, what? During that little break, you know, before he starts singing again.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was good, but I'll play that clip right now.
That was cool.
Sure.
I wish I could be your girl.
sadness to stop. I'm hoping that my kids will keep singing. Yeah, I wonder why we worry so much when it doesn't make us laugh. I wonder if Miss Muffet will call. I wonder if I'll ever have orange at all. I wonder why we worry so much when it doesn't make us laugh. I wish I could believe in all there is to believe. It would be easier.
Since we played them, the last time that we played was not that tour. It was when we went down to California. We played in Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
And that was the night the Alkaline Trio was also playing, and we got to meet them because we were handing out CDs down the strip. No, that wasn't Santa Barbara. That was, must have been Santa Cruz. But I think that was
Santa Cruz.
We went to Santa Barbara and then came up. But that was the last time we played played all the songs together. So I haven't listened to any recordings of that since then.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to it all the time.
Yeah.
I go through phases of it.
Yeah.
But I love it from that trip. It's all from that trip.
Yeah.
It's really nostalgic for that trip. And it was just going everywhere and singing those songs. Like, I was, like, part of the band from the audience now.
Uh-huh. Right?
Like, I knew all the songs from singing them as many times as you guys did.
Yeah.
That was fun. What else happened?
What was the mode of... I remember, like, driving through Seattle and doing radio voices. Remember that? Like, yeah. There's got to be audio of it somewhere. But Gutierrez was like, this is the Northwest sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eric, I got audio of Eric.
Nice.
Doing that.
Perfect.
This is Fat Beavers. Tonight you're going to hear Fat Beavers. Isn't that how it goes? How's it going? We listen to it all the time.
It's like, you got to check out this new band from Paris.
They're called Fat Beavers.
They're called Fat Beavers.
They're gonna make you crazy, man.
Yeah.
We'll see how much we butchered it because I got
the horrible. Thing. We just made it, ruined it.
And I listened to it so much; it was my chance to do it.
Tonight in Seattle, you're gonna see this brand new band from Paris. It's called Fat Beavers. They're gonna make you crazy. You gotta be ready, man.
And then we stayed. I remember there was that big. I have a picture of that big. Picture of Burt Reynolds.
Hell yeah, sexy as fuck.
Super, super good. I mean, I don't know.
You'd be into that type of dude if you're into dudes.
Yeah, I don't know. But look, he's got, you know, full hairy chest. He's got the cowboy hat. He's got the no pants thing going on.
Yeah.
And we're all like sitting around playing the drums on our knees and like they're playing the acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
And it was just like, some nights it was a show, like, of a basement full of a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And then some nights there was nobody there but a bunch of friends, and we would just sit around and have them play their songs. And
have a good time. That was a super good time.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Drinking some Chianti. Chianti.
Chianti.
Isn't that what that is with the basket on it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, hell yeah.
TNT, there was a 4 a.m. lasagna.
Yeah.
One of the nights.
They said they almost got kicked out after that.
Yeah.
Too crazy?
Yeah.
Because when we were doing the, like, play the show by, like, slapping our knees and stomping our feet, like, and playing acoustic guitars, like, and singing, like, everyone, it still got super loud because there's, like, a dozen people doing that. Between bands and people that are staying at the house.
Living totally. There. Super fun.
Good time. Yes. But I remember getting asked out at that house and, like, having to sleep
on the kitchen floor.
On the kitchen floor.
That's where I slept, too.
I don't remember that. This was all going on. I think I was just really excited I could drink beers.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Because I wasn't 21 by any means.
Uh-huh.
Probably, like, 17.
Uh-huh.
But you didn't hear that from me.
Nope.
Yeah, I used to be a real rebel. I, like, drank beers before I could even drink beers legally.
Wow.
What?
I'm surprised you made it to today.
Yeah, I know.
That's pretty insane.
Who the fuck got you that, dude? That's a bad person.
I'm not going to say any names, but...
Whoa. How'd you get your first alcohol?
Yeah, ever.
First alcohol ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad.
It wasn't good. Just had it.
It was like Mike's Hard Lemonade or something.
Mm.
And then it went to a phase of Sparks Energy Drinks. And 211.
God damn, you were on the roller coaster.
But it was like I was talking to my girlfriend about this too recently, that somehow kids that don't get alcohol, they just go for the hard shit. They go right for the 211 or the, you know, the OE or something.
Yep, I've talked about that before.
What about, like, you know, just take it easy? Like,
yeah,
just
sip some wine or something.
Just have a Coors Light and chill out.
Yeah. No, because you're trying to get fucked up. You're like, this shit fucks me up.
And then beer tastes gross.
Yeah, it's just...
No, then you drink more. Yeah, puke and rally.
I don't think they sell those Sparks anymore.
No, those a lot of kids
don't even know what that is.
Sparks was an energy drink beer.
It looked like something that you dump inside your car if you wanted to have a muffler that sounds like those kids. That's what it looked like.
But you drink it and you get drunk.
But instead you drink it, yeah.
And you're really awake.
But also kind of drunk at the same time.
That's like that Four Loko. Man. That we were talking about before. Yeah. It's all just gnarly.
Rock
trying
gut.
To get fucked up.
Just trying to get fucked up. And then...
So, but that's like... Your dad would give you a Sparks while you were just kicking it at the house?
Yeah,
or like...
his whole thing was... I know you're going to do this. If you're going to do this, just, you know, be safe and do it here. Not driving around somewhere.
Mm. That's cool.
So, you got to give him that.
Nice. You know, that's cool. I was just wondering, like, if that was just like, you know... Did you have to, like, you never had to, like, go sit outside the 7-Eleven with your buddies and
no, wait never, for some dude to get you? No, we played Hey Mister for cigarettes.
Oh.
But never for, that was too hardcore.
All right.
Hey Mister!
Will you buy us some beer?
Excuse me, Mister!
There's $1.26 in it for you!
Remember we bought cigarettes from this guy. We're trying to get wanted Pall Malls, and he, like, I don't think he was listening, but he brought us back, like, Nat Sherman's or something, some gross, like, cigarillo filterless, like, what he would want to buy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we had to give him a couple.
Yeah.
So he came out on top. That was, my friend broke up with his girlfriend, and we were, like, snuck out of high school, and we're like, we're going to go bring him some cigarettes, because that's going to cheer him up. And so he just brought him these fucking nasty, like, super heavy, cheap cigarettes.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, man.
We didn't make him feel any better.
Where else did we go? We went to the... Sorry.
We went to the tattoo parlor.
Oh, we went to the tattoo parlor in Seattle, huh?
Uh-huh.
What was that place called? Do we remember it?
Yeah, Julie, the bass player from Fat Beavers, got Jeff's artwork tattooed under her. It was like that bird, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on the ankle. That was pretty cool.
That was awesome. That's a huge compliment.
I know.
That was the highlight of that trip.
Well, and she was all excited to, like, you know, come to America and, like, get her first tattoo and shit, too.
Yeah, it's
like, she was looking for something.
Go to America, get a tattoo.
Have a burrito.
I was going to call Carson up and just ask him a tour highlight if he picks up.
That's perfect. When you do it, put it close.
Hello?
Nothing from nothing. Carson.
I was even hoping to get a good voicemail.
Oh, that would have been good too.
Press 1. Press 1.
Press 3. Oh, we should have left a message. I'm done.
I was thinking to press 1. This is your radio show, man.
I ruined that.
I don't have any pictures because I've been through like 4 different phones since then. Because it was 5 years ago?
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
Fat Beavers, dude.
Going down to the beach at Point Defiance.
That was what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about that for sure. That was fun.
Yeah, like sitting on the rock.
Carving in the wall.
Some kind of lung infection recently. Yeah, carving that face into the mud and then putting the seaweed for a beard, I think, or like right in its mouth. Or something. Super cool. That was awesome. I love that spot.
The swing.
The secret spot.
There's a swing, rope swing. That's where France got a point. In the French versus the U.S. thing.
Yeah, they had to come up after losing at trampoline.
Yeah. But I don't think they lost at trampoline, though, either. Because they had the Gauthier. They had the MVP.
Yeah, that dude's a champ of all sports.
Foiled again by Gauthier. That's all right. I'm coming for you when the age catches up.
Nah, dude. Mm-hmm. He's one of those, like, dudes that doesn't age.
Find a different way. Yeah, for real. Ah, damn it.
So, Carson's going to... He's going to call me back. He said he doesn't get good reception at his place. But do you need to talk?
How does that change your reception?
Yeah, do you really need to talk? I got bad reception, but do you really need to talk? Okay.
I'll get my good reception out. I just have memories from photographs getting burned into my head from looking at them 1,000 times, right?
Because I remember the memories of the photographs.
Yeah. So, like, all my memories are, like, of these photographs.
Right.
You know, instead of any extra stuff. But I took photographs the whole time, all crazy, like an insane maniac.
Uh-huh.
And so, it's awesome. And it's before phones. So, it's, like, not there isn't a whole bunch of those pictures out there.
Yeah. Well, maybe you could post some of them.
I'm going to post all this shit. Yeah. There's so much to post, I'm going to fill it up.
Hey, can you put pictures on the podcast?
On the Facebook.
You can just describe the pictures. Okay, so here we have a picture of us all in the... There's a big living room. Jeremy is on somebody's shoulders.
Oh,
with,
yeah.
With some...
Gauthier.
He's on Gauthier. Yeah. Gauthier.
Am I saying it wrong?
It's Gauthier.
Gauthier.
Gauthier. On Gauthier.
Come find me. I'll say it wrong all day. You ain't come find me. We're not done with this.
On his shoulders, juggling while the band's playing.
Yes.
Alan was not happy with that one. That's when he turned to the wall. You remember that?
No.
He turned to the wall. I got the picture. I took a picture of it after juggling on Gauthier's shoulders.
Not happy?
No, because we stole the show.
Don't take my limelight. Don't take my show.
That's not what it was, man. You add it all together. It's one thing.
Yeah, totally.
But
do you still juggle with those balls? Like, remember at the New Frontier? I think that was a different tour.
No, it's the same tour.
Yeah,
because it was when we came back to Tacoma, and Tacoma seemed like a different place. Yeah. Like we were visiting.
Yeah, it was weird.
You had these balls that like had lights in them, and then turned off all the lights and juggled, and you couldn't see where you were, and just saw the balls.
Tripping.
All kinds of crazy. It was weird.
Yeah, that's some trippy
cool
shit.
That's really cool.
I really forgot about that too. I forgot about those balls.
You remember juggling at Golden Gardens in Seattle? Because I got pictures. I was looking at it recently.
Golden Gardens? Was that the vegan place?
No, it's that park in Seattle.
So oh, yeah. There,
we had like this big dance,
yep.
Dance off or something.
Log. We had a log jam.
And you brought a bucket full of all kinds of instruments for juggling.
I have a picture from that.
Too. There was like, yeah, there were machetes.
And there were hedge clippers.
The bowling pins. Bowling
pins.
Oh,
bowling pins.
And then there were bowling pins you could light on fire. And there were like machetes and axe. Maybe an axe.
Yep.
Maybe I'm making that.
And hedge clippers. That's the main. Clippers, the yeah. Hedge clippers are the only thing that like I want to talk about.
For sure.
The hedge clippers. Those are dangerous.
That's like super the real dangerous. Thing. I got a picture of the axe, the hedge clippers, and the machete on that beach.
Yeah.
Man, it was all windy.
Super mm-hmm. windy. That's very dangerous conditions for juggling hedge trimmers. Also, they probably cut you so bad. You wish you hadn't been cut so bad.
You wouldn't stop juggling.
Well, and that's the thing is because the other thing, you know, the machete or the axe, like, you have to grab it in the right way for it to be cutting you, mm-hmm. you know? But you could get, like, those hedge trimmers, like, you get your fingers in between
Come on. The blades. I mean, who had the hedge trimmers before you got them, you know? Maybe it was a serious gardener that, like, had to sharpen them on the outside, too.
A ninja gardener?
Somebody's
got to do the ninja's gardening.
Got to make the shape the bush into a big dinosaur or something.
Dude, that's so fun to watch.
You got
to
get, like, three-dimensional on that, so I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not going to take the risk. Leave that to the professionals.
That beach was awesome. The log jam was awesome.
That log jam was so good.
Carson tried to tell me that fucking apple fritters are not donuts.
Yeah, he was on the whole kick of donuts. Like, oh, you can really tell a lot about a personality by what kind of donuts a person wants. See, myself, I'm kind of an apple fritter guy. He was saying.
I like apple fritters.
No, I got apple fritters, and he was like, that's not a donut. And I was like, yeah, but I'm not talking to you. It's not a donut. It's an apple fritter.
Like, it's a fritter.
Dude, it's so weird that they just have them at every donut shop.
And that's the only place you can get them.
Yeah. Anyways. Me and Carson can get them up, too. Anytime, Carson. Give me a call.
Well, he would, but he has bad reception.
He has bad reception. He's like, oh, tell Jeremy I'll call him and fight him, but I got bad reception unless he really wants to fight.
Then I can make it work.
The Tacoma part of the tour was kind of depressing, though, because it was when nobody came.
Yep.
And that was the hometown.
Yeah.
That was the weirdest thing. When one person came. Adam came.
I don't think my family came to that one.
Mm-mm. There was somebody's family, though. But that's it.
Yeah, that was the low part for sure. That was very sad.
And Adam was sitting at the... Adam's who you filled in for. Let's tell this part of the story.
Oh, shit.
Isn't that how it went?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I think so. Right?
Like, he couldn't go. He couldn't go.
He came to the Tacoma one. He just got a new job, like, right before the tour started. So he couldn't go. He couldn't get the time off.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to fill in.
Yeah, he gave me a CD of the songs. Actually, he made a video...
Ooh.
Of him playing the songs. Wow. Very nice. Very
that's
nice.
Sexy.
And I used his equipment. Like, he went the extra mile for that.
Yeah, we used his car, too. which is really cool.
Yeah, super
cool. To let us do that. But he made a video?
Yeah, he made a video of him. It was just him. You couldn't see his head. It was, like, shoulders down, sitting on the couch. The crotch was, like, the focal point of the video. And I must have watched this thing, like, probably, like, 86 times.
86.
And it was just him with the music playing in the background and him trying to show which bass lines he was playing. So, to help me learn. It was really nice of him to do, and it helped.
That is actually pretty cool. I would be able to, that would be a cool way to learn. Because then, like, when you're trying to, like, wait, what was that part again? That you don't have to do that, you just rewind it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You still got those tapes, I'm about to learn some stuff.
Yeah, it's on my computer. I got really mad one time, and I don't have that computer anymore.
Did you do those kind of things?
No, I did.
I like that.
You couldn't, there was like a lick he couldn't get, you know, he's like, damn you, Adam.
I want a face shot!
Just lean down and be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Just for once.
Can I get it?
Cut out a picture of yourself and then just glue it on your nuts.
My eyes are down here.
That would be awesome.
Excuse me, my eyes are down here.
Where else did we go? We went from Tacoma, we went to Bellingham.
Did we go to Mexico?
We went to Mexico. No, we went to the crazy band's cabin in the woods.
Oh, yeah. They.
Who's that?
Lake.
Somebody from that band made the theme song for the... the cartoon show Adventure Time.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Which I really liked that show.
Yeah.
And that was cool. I learned that after the fact. But what was weird about that is we were all hanging out in their house, and Alan realized that they were recording the entire social interaction that we were having.
Oh, really?
Which was funny, but it was weird.
Fuck that!
It was
that.
Like, behind our backs, like, you know, I could have said some incriminating shit about, you know, my dad buying me Mike's Hard Lemonade at age 14.
Yeah.
Well,
and they'd be recording it.
That would be crazy.
I mean, they'd be out, you know, really be out there at that point, and then God knows what happened.
Rest assured, Jeremy was recording you the entire tour, I'm sure.
Yeah, I just record everything all the time, just bad, where it feels bad. The people start saying some crazy shit, and you're all, oh, damn.
One second.
Damn, you're getting recorded right now. Don't say all that shit. Damn.
If only you knew.
As a matter of fact, that brings me to a segment we've been working on. Mm-hmm. Stories from the One. Mm-hmm. So I ride the bus number one every once in a while. Mm-hmm. And you just get stories off of it.
Oh, yeah. I have a story off the one.
You do?
Yeah.
Excellent.
What happened?
My friend Jay Clancy and I, we were taking the bus from high school back to his house. Because mm-hmm. we were skipping.
Mm-hmm. Those city bus drivers, they don't care.
Yeah, they're pretty. They don't care. They didn't even card you or anything. They didn't even ask for my student ID. I wouldn't even have had one.
Then no, you're legit.
Yeah.
Bad boy.
Yeah, that's the real world. You get out there and it's just nobody cares. But we were sitting on the bus and it was like raining outside. We were like just wanted to get out of school. I think I had a bad headache that day. And this dude on this like electric wheelchair thing, you know, like the kind you rent at the grocery store when you can't walk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He like got on the bus and it was super quiet because there weren't kids because they were all in school. But we were there, and it was all like business people coming home from work, going to UP or
UPS.
I've been in Seattle, not the U district, the Tacoma version of the U district. The dude gets on the bus and it's super quiet and it's raining outside, so his wheels are wet, and he gets stuck right at the pinnacle of the ramp getting onto the bus. And
oh,
like,
no.
We just crack up laughing. That same bus route I always used to take, and I'd have my bicycle on the front, and I forgot it like a few times and then had to go to the transit center to get the bike back.
Yeah.
The last time.
Dude, I understand that.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? The last time somebody just took it. I wasn't even mad. I was just like, all right, I've literally forgotten this thing probably two or three times. It's like, nobody took it.
Yeah.
And somebody finally took it.
So, like, it's your fault on that one.
Yeah, the one. Went from the Roy Y to TCC, right?
Whoa.
The long way around.
You're lucky you got it back.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit between Roy and University Place.
A lot of exits.
Yeah, like, because when you get off, right, and then some other dude gets on later, looks around the bus.
Yeah, there's no...
It's just the dude in that wheelchair.
And the bus driver.
And the bus driver. And there's a bike on the front. He's like, that's my bike.
Yeah. God gave it to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I figure after, if you don't, you know, if you're not on top of your game, like the third time you leave your bike, probably just time to give it away.
Dude, I'd get
a car. Get a car, asshole.
Yeah. That's what your guardian angel's yelling down at you.
Yep.
Like, dude, come on.
The butterflies and trees. We wander through the forest and do so as we please.
Nice. Nicely done, sir.
Speaking of songs, what's your favorite Humble Cup song? Like from playing them all on that tour? What was your favorite one, like when it came time?
Well, you know, music is all about being part of something that's bigger than you. With that being said, my favorite song was Secrets of the Beach because I got to rip an awesome bass solo.
Dude, that dude is ripping an awesome bass solo.
Man, I love this film. This is my favorite, man. This song's my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Can we play that one again?
Awesome. Well,
I honestly don't remember all of them. I remember Old People. Kind of disco-y.
Mm-hmm, that was a fun one.
What's that one? Old People. Hit it. Take it from the top.
There you go.
Gonna break down. Gonna break down. Gonna give it to you. Thank you.
I like old people.
You like old people?
Yeah. I like that one. That's a good one.
Can we play two songs since we're talking about the tour? Maybe I'll do it in different spots.
Or, I mean, also, if you want to drop a Tallest Tree track in.
Ooh. Because. We were both in that band, too.
After the fact, yeah.
You took my place in that band.
Yeah, just taking places, man.
Oh, you suck. Finally, we got got you a corner. He's really fidgeting. It's not a joke.
No, anyways, because I gotta pee really bad.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, we should take a break. Go on a field trip.
Oh, let's do that.
You want to do that? We'll just not smoke weed and go jam.
Dude, I think that sounds like a great plan. Let's do that.
I got a spot.
You got a spot?
Yeah, there's a new installation that you can play music on. We're going to go check it out. Bing!
Let's go. Let's do this. I got keys. We're good. That's all I need. I got a recorder. Wow, I don't have a recorder? Oh, I do. It's on. That's a good clip. I got keys. I got keys.
What else happened on that trip that we didn't talk about?
Oh, let's talk about it in the car.
He just texts, "You guys here?"
And I'm writing on our way.
Where are we going?
Take a right or take a left, left, left. It's not that right that I'm right out of breath.
It's really cool. Xylophones on a trail, dude.
Yeah.
Or on a water walk, I guess I should say, not a trail. We're here at the Xylophoninarium.
Xylophonitarium?
We're right in front of the Museum of Glass, dude. The world famous Museum of Glass. Museum of Glass pedestrian entrance. It's cool, this glass museum. The lights in the glass. Wow. The bridge in the background. And then when you walk around the corner, then it's just the museum in the background. And then if you go over there, something else in the background. Look, I looked down there to the xylophones. And I was like, is somebody else on them? Like, oh shit, do we have to get in line? These people hate it right here. They're not on their boat, though. They're in their mansion. Look at that boat. Oh, it's so awesome. The water's on one side, the sculptures are on the other side. And then there's just xylophones. Uh-oh. Are there xylophones? Oh, yeah, there are. Hey, Ryan.
I'm trying to find you guys. I'm not sure if we're in the same spot.
You see me waving?
Okay, we see you. Never mind. We'll be
there. Yeah, right. Later. Talks about it. Welcome to the Museum Plaza. They're open to the public, blah, 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 blah. That's not it. What up, dude? I'm looking for the thing that describes it. Because there was like a thing that described it. Why the podcast is so dope. They just made us come down here and play these for no reason. Forgot about that there are. There might be more that way too, but I think it's this way. Oh.
This has been Candy Teeth Radio. Dio.
Ryan Holbrook.